弟兄姐妹及来宾，大家早安。
Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
我们今天要来思想一个问题。主耶稣教导门徒说，我们要存到为存到永生的食物劳力。
Today we're going to be considering a question that Jesus asked. It regards to how we should work and labor for that eternal food.
但是我这里的英文我是用说，我们要注重我们人一个人的灵魂啊，因为这是我们人最重要的部分。
The English title focuses on the soul because with respect to a human being, the soul is the most important part of who we are.
有些人可能也对这个 Katrina 的台风也有深刻的印象。
I think some of you may also have a lasting impression about Hurricane Katrina.
因为你会看到最近的天气好像很多地方都越来越奇怪。
You may also have taken note of the fact that the climate around the world has changed and is very odd.
这是2005年的时候台风来了，它让纽奥良的很多地区都淹水啊，这是从空中照了一个照片。
This is an aerial photo taken in 2005, in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
为什么在人生当中会碰到这些事情呢？
Why do we have to face these things in our lives?
因为约伯记第五章第七节告诉我们。
Job chapter 5 verse 7 tells us.
他说我们人生必遇灾难，如火星飞腾。就是说我们的人生啊会碰到很多的灾难，你在炉子烧火的时候，它旁边会有烟火这样跑来跑去，这是一种自然的，这是必然的现象。
It talks about how in our lives there will be fire or sparkles that happens in our lives. What it means is to say that things in life happen and they just occur sometimes and they're all around us.
所以说我们人生里面可能会碰到很多的突然来的灾难。
So sometimes in our lives, we do face disasters that come upon us suddenly.
有些人就把灾难当成一个是个警钟啊，警报的一个啊，警告的一个信号。
Some people take these disasters as a warning, of the sounding of an alarm.
但是有些人碰到他人生中很大的灾难的时候，就好像一个丧钟啊，敲响那个丧钟。
And some people said that when Katrina happened, it's as if it's sounding the alarm of funeral.
因为你看，我们有时候看电影呢，或是现在美国，他们做丧礼的时候，有些教堂就会拉那个钟啊，叮叮叮。
Some churches that have steeples and bells in it, when a funeral is taking place, they will sound the bell.
所以说，有一些人哦，最不喜欢收到的礼物就是人家送给他一个钟。
And so in the Chinese, because the word bell sounds like N, so they don't want people, the word clocks is the same sounding as N, so nobody wants to receive a gift that is a gift of a clock or the gift for your N.
你看你要送我钟，就要送钟，送钟。
So if you give me a gift for the clock, it's as if you're telling me you're wanting me to die.
但是传道书第七章第二节告诉我们，碰到灾难不见得必然就是坏事情。
But in Ecclesiastes 7:2 tells us that the sounding of alarms are not necessarily something that is terrible.
他说你往糟丧的家里去，强如往宴乐的家去。因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这个事情放在他的心上。
It says, it is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting. For death is the destiny of every man. The living should take this to heart.
因为你到那个商家的去的时候，你会思想到人生最重要的事情，就是说，哎，有一天我们就碰到死这个绝景的时候，你的态度，你有没有准备好了？
If you go to a house of mourning, then what it will remind you of is the fact that every person has an end, and you would reflect upon your life to consider, have you been well prepared for that end to come.
所以传道书第七章的第五节就接着又讲说，智慧人的心在灾丧之家， 愚昧人的心在快乐之家。
And that's why also Ecclesiastes 7:4 says, the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure.
圣经并不是告诉我们说灾难来的时候你要很喜乐，不是这样，而是说你要常常去思想啊，说不定这个就是你人生的一个转捩点。
The Bible is not telling us to ignore suffering or to avoid pleasure, but what it's saying is that we need to be mindful of the life events in our lives so that we may be well prepared for ourselves.
那时候我们教会也有很多的弟兄姐妹的房子都淹了，从地上淹到屋顶。
During Katrina, many of the brothers and sisters in our church had their homes flooded. The flood level reached to the ceiling of their homes.
有一个医生，他有两个诊所啊，也都是毁掉了。
There was a doctor who had two clinics, and they were all flooded.
还有一些他的产业也都淹在水里。
And many of his other assets were also flooded.
所以他在一边开车一边逃出去的时候，他心里就在想。
So as he was driving away, trying to escape the disaster, he was thought to himself.
他说：“神拯救我，让我做医生，让我在教会服侍。难道我的一生就是拥有两个诊所，还有这些产业，就是这样吗？”
He thought to himself, "God has blessed me with a job as a doctor, and He's blessed me with these clinics and my properties. But is that all that He has for me in my life?"
所以他就突然想到说：“哎。”耶稣告诉我们说，不要为那短暂会失去的劳力，要为那存到永恒不会失去的劳力。
Then he was reminded of the scripture that said that we should labor for the treasure that has a lasting value instead of just the treasure in this world which has temporal value.
他是想说，难道我的一生就是这样过去？那两个诊所还有那几栋房子，就是我所能够。我的人生的价值就是这样吗？
So he thought about the clinics that he had, he thought about the properties he's had, and he said, well, are those the value of my life only?
你看看英文啊，他说不要为那个食物会什么毁坏的啊，他英文用 spoil.
And the English translation says, do not work for food that spoils.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是有些东西花霉啦、坏的啦，而且简直说哦，味道非常的不好。
Food that spoils, they may grow mold or they may smell bad.
我们有时候啊，就是我们中午吃礼拜天中午吃完饭的时候啊，就请弟兄姐妹，如果你要聊天，要早一点去把你的东西放到垃圾桶里面去。
After our Sunday lunch, we ask brothers and sisters to finish up and throw your trash in the trash can.
因为有一些人他可能谈话谈得很晚了，人家都已经清理好了，后来又放一个垃圾桶在那边，那你走的时候就把它丢到里面去。结果
Some people enjoy their conversations too much and they forget to throw away their trash in time, and so when the clean trash can gets brought back, they then throw their trash in there.
然后下礼拜我们来聚会了，礼拜三啊，礼拜四的时候就哇，一开门一进来，味道非常的不好。
The next week when there are meetings at church, Wednesday or Thursday, you open the door and you smell the spoiled food.
为什么圣经用这样强烈的字眼说，如果我们一生努力的啊，不是在上帝的这计划里面啊，你到了得的结果就像一个食物发酸发臭，你还要吃吗？
And so God uses a very descriptive and really very strong word to describe this. Because think about this. If a food had been spoiled and it's been there for days, when you smell it, when you see it, would you want to eat it?
它不是这样啊，一个东西坏的不是这样，它里面还有毒素。
Well, not only when something is spoiled does it smell bad and become inedible, but also there are poisonous materials that will develop in them.
我特别去研究一下啊，当然我不是营养学专家，不过他说一个食物坏的过程是这样子的。
I researched this. Of course, I'm not an expert in nutrition, but I took a look. This is how a food becomes rotten.
他说，如果一个是肉类的话，他说蛋白质破坏了，然后就变酸了，后来脂肪完全都瓦解了。
If it's something that contains protein, then the protein will break down and it will lead to a lactic acid would develop, so the food will become sour.
然后最后,
and, it becomes, and then continue to break down and become fat.
最后它有细菌繁殖，它越来越多。如果我们吃了，就会生病，甚至于中毒，甚至于死亡。
And as it continues to decompose, bacteria will form and it'll permeate that food. If we were to eat the food at that time, then of course, not only will the bacteria enter into our body and will cause us to our health to deteriorate, to an extent, at times, we could eventually be poisoned by it and it could even lead to death.
所以耶稣在讲说，人生有一种努力啊，会让我们怎么样，人整个变坏了。里面的品质本来神给我们有爱心啊、信心啊、同情的心，那些慢慢你就变得越来越自私，就好像蛋白质破坏一样。
And so what Jesus is saying is that as a human beings, we may originally have some good qualities. We may have love, we might have care, we might have faith, but eventually it deteriorates and it becomes bacterial and it decomposes and it will even lead to death.
而且你这种追求，你本来是个很好诚恳的人，后来你就变成人生的态度都是酸的，都是负面的，或是坏点子啊等等，你就变这个人本来是甜的，现在变成酸的，不可爱了。
At first, you may be a person with good personality. You may be sweet and kind, and you may aspire to live a good life and be a good person. But over time, as your quality of life decomposes, you might become sour, and you might start to lose those motivation to pursue for goodness.
然后最后，整个人都毁灭了。
And eventually, the person will decompose and will be destroyed.
我们来看看。 什么是那些会发酸、发臭、有毒的食物呢？
So what are these foods that gets decomposed and become sour and become acidic and become poisonous?
圣经上写了很多，但是这里至少在约翰一书第二章16、17节就告诉我们有三个原则、三个那个方向你可以找到。
Well, there are many things, of course, we can discuss, but if we look at 1 John chapter 2, there are three different aspects we can look at this subject.
他说：“凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。”
First John chapter 2, verse 16. For everything in this world, the cravings of sinful men, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神的旨意是永远长存的。The
world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
所以说，耶稣在这里就告诉我们了，那些必朽坏的食物有三个要素。And
so here the scripture tells us that anything that is doomed for destruction, they have three key factors.
第一个。 我们的努力啊，是为了我们眼目的情欲。
First, the pursuit that we have in life is to satisfy the cravings of the lust of the eyes.
然后，但是他又不能带给你满足，你又要再去追求，追求到又不满足，更加的不满足，这样一直不断的循环下去。
It is a unending cycle in which one will pursue. You will reach what you think you wanted, but then at that point, you want more and more, and you continue the pursuit endlessly.
第二个也是一样，是从人的罪性里面出来的那些欲望。
And the second thing is similar, it's the craving of the sinful man.
我要成功，我要成名，我要用尽手段让我赚到更多的钱。
I want to be successful, I want to be famous, I will do everything that I can in order for me to achieve what I want.
所以我为了达到这个目的，我很多的朋友啦、家庭啦等等啊，让他破坏的都没有关系。
In order for me to reach my own selfish ambition, I am willing to destroy my family or my friends.
还有一种，有时候人看起来不一定是像这两种一样的，但是圣经讲说是今生的骄傲。
And there's another type, maybe a little bit different than these other two. The Bible calls these the boasting of what the person has or does.
圣经并不是说 我们不要有成就啦，不要去追求更好啦，不是这个意思。
The Bible is not saying that we should not pursue for excellence or we should not aspire to be more.
但是圣经的原则是我们今天神让我们有成就，我们就说哦，因为是神给我聪明，给我智慧，给我这个机会，我才会有这样，我让他越来越谦卑，越来越感恩。
But instead, as we achieve things and as we accomplish things, the proper attitude of a child of God is to give thanks to God and to know that all the opportunities and the success that were experienced are gifts from God. And in fact, that person will become more and more humble before God.
所以圣经不是要我们要 success, 要我们在地上生活的 significant, 就是说有影响力还有让神的影响力可以从我们生命出去，就像林思豪打球，他不是说我不是为钱而打，我是为上帝而打球。
So it is not that God does not want us to be successful in this world, but He wants us to live a life that has significance, like Jeremy Lin, who plays basketball, and the purpose that he has for doing what he does to do it well is for the glory of God.
如果我们是为了骄傲、为了成就、为了出人头地而做任何事情，最后可能都会带我们，对我们造成一个永久性的一个损害。
If the motivation for us to do what we do and chase after what we chase is purely for our selfish ambition or selfish goals, rather than for the glory of God, then ultimately what it will lead to would not be true success, but it would be detrimental to us.
你有没有看到很多人啊？为什么跳楼自杀？我们可以有很多的。很多的从有一些从世界各国来的一些学生，他们就进了常春藤的学校，但是他们输不起，因为他们以前在学校都是第一名。那一进去的时候，花姐说：“哇，我们班上的成绩是从100分，然后最后一个第20名的，最后一个人呢是他是平均是都是差0.0几，0.0几，你97点几，说明是全班的最后一名。”
Why do we sometimes hear news of people committing suicide, jumping off of a building in these Ivy League schools? Because students from around the world enter these schools, and everybody is so competitive. Everyone was the top of their class or top of their school when they entered into these colleges. But because it's so competitive, from the top 100 students, their scores may only be differentiated by decimal points.
我讲的不是吹的，不是随便讲，因为我认识一个姐妹啊，她以前在纽奥良教会啊，她是得总统奖的。那有一次我们就问她说：“哎，你现在学校成绩怎么样？”她说：“啊，牧师啊，你不知道啊，我们拼得好厉害哦。”我说：“那你几分啊？”哦，我说：“我们班上的成绩都是差0.几，0.几，0.几，从那个100分到一直97点，最低的就是97点。”
I didn't make this up because there was a sister from our church in New Orleans. She received a presidential award for her academics. And when I asked her about her study, and she says, Pastor, you don't know, it is so tough. It's so competitive. The lowest score among my class is 97 point something.
所以说我们做事情是被一个今生的骄傲所这样推动的时候，真的这个人生不但很苦哦，而且会毁掉。
And so if what motivates us to live our life is about being able to boast what we have or what we do in this life, that does not lead to success. Actually, that will lead to destruction.
但是最大的骄傲就是人生把耶稣推出去我们生命之外。
Of course, the greatest selfishness is for us to keep Jesus Christ away from our lives, and we say we want to have nothing to do with him.
这也是最大的悲剧。
And this will be the greatest tragedy as well.
因为眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲带来的结果，都不能真正满足我们人，也不能真正对我们永恒有任何的益处。
The cravings of the sinful man and the lust of the eyes and the boasting of what one does and what one has, none of these things can truly satisfy the soul.
有一些人来找耶稣，他们就是要想解决这三个问题。
There are people who came to Jesus Christ in hopes of solving these three problems.
他们要找一个永远不会变坏的食物，永远可以满足他们的东西。
But they are unable to find food that can truly satisfy them. They could not find anything that can satisfy their deepest longing for eternity.
因为第六章告诉我们，耶稣行了神迹的时候啊，很多人就来找他。
We know that the scripture tells us that after Jesus performed a miracle, many people came to follow him.
第三十四章，他们三十四节，第六章的三十四节，他们就说：“主啊，你常常将这些粮食赐给我们啊，因为他看到耶稣啊行神迹。”
In John chapter 6, verse 34, people come to Jesus and say, Jesus, we saw the miracles being performed.
耶稣说，我可以给你们天上来的真粮食，你是吃的不会饿，也不再渴的。
And they asked Jesus for this food, and Jesus said, I will give you this food, and this food, once you eat, you will never go hungry again.
但是我们的主耶稣他是洞察人心的。
But Jesus knows one's heart.
所以我们到主来这边敬拜，是我们要存着什么样的心呢？耶稣一看就知道。
And so, how we come before the Lord to worship Him, what our motivation is, what our heart is, God knows.
所以主耶稣明明的告诉他说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因为看了神迹要追求属灵的神的事情，乃是你们要为了吃这个饼得饱。”
And so because Jesus knows the heart of these people who ask him for this eternal the food that will cause them to never go hungry and thirsty again, Jesus says, I tell you truly, you come to me not to seek what is from heaven, but you come to me to seek what will satisfy your physical body.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
如果应用到信仰上，这个要怎么解释呢？
If we take this, we want to learn a spiritual lesson from this, what is that lesson that we ought to learn?
有些人说，哇，信耶稣很好啦，信神很好啦，因为神很伟大，会行很多的神迹奇妙的事情。
There are people out there who preaches the gospel in this manner. They say, God is great, God is amazing, God is a God of miracles, so come and believe in God, and He will do all these great things for you.
如果上帝这些神迹啦、恩典啦都能够满足我的需要，哦，那就是我追求的目的。
And so people will respond, well, if God promises me all these things, and I can experience miracles in my life if I come to believe in Him, then of course I would want to believe in Him.
所以耶稣说，错了，这个动机、目的想法都不对。
But Jesus says, no, you're wrong. That is not the right motivation, and that is not the right reason.
他们看了神迹，反而想到要吃饼得饱。
They saw the miracle, but what they can think about only is how to not go hungry again.
我想看了天上的属灵的神迹的事情，他还在想地上的事情。
They saw a miracle that was performed that reflects the glory of heaven, but all they could think about are things on earth.
所以耶稣说，这些神迹对你没有用处，因为你想的还是会必坏的、必灭亡的，你没有想到要到存到永生的。
And so Jesus says, well, you saw the miracles, but you did not benefit from it, because all you learn from it, all you want from it, has no eternal value.
耶稣就告诉你说，你是要属世上追求就可以追求到的，或是要神恩典赐给你的啦。
So Jesus says, do you want something that you can receive?From this world, if you work hard, or do you really want something that it can only be given to you from heaven?
如果世界上的东西你可以凭能力、凭你的智慧、凭你的才干、凭任何的关系都可以使得到的话，何必耶稣给你呢？
If you are only asking for things that can be accomplished in this world, but by you working hard, you can receive them, then why would you need to go to God for God to give those things to you?
所以耶稣就讲到一个最核心的问题。
And so Jesus touched upon a core issue here.
他说我要给你们的是永生的食物，而且是我要给你的，而且这个食物是什么？是上帝所印证的 proof， 就是说这是最好的，最好的。
And so he says, what I have to offer to you, what I haveThat can be given to you is from God, is from heaven, and this has been proven by God to be the best thing that you could have.
我们有时候常常去买牛肉的时候，他就说：“哦，这是 USDF proof， 还有什么 Western 这个什么 proof 啊，是最好的牛肉中最好的、最好的、最好的。”
Sometimes when we go buy beef, we want to see a stamp that has been FDA approved, which shows that it is the top quality meat.
所以你看，同样是一块牛排，为什么价钱差这么多？神户牛排一块的话，哇，就把有些我听人家讲什么要吃什么，吃一餐啊，吃一个什么东西啊，就吃掉一辆汽车了。有些食物啊，很贵的。
They're all pieces of meat, but why is it that one steak is so much more expensive than the other? Why is it that Kobe beef is so expensive? I've even heard that people would go and have dinner, and that the amount of money that they would spend on the dinner can allow them to buy a car.
你看那个,
so some food can be very expensive.
你看那个英文的红字哈，它说 seal's approval.
And you see that the red lettered word says that it has received a seal of approval.
所以耶稣讲说，不是我们来到教会随便找啊，哦，这个很好，这个很好。他说我们要找到真正是有印记，而且是神所要给我们的。
And so when we're looking for things from God, we don't just want something that is good for us. We want to look for those things that has received the seal of approval from God, which we will know that.Is the best.
所以我们来教会了，不只是听一些好听的道理啦。哎，这个很好，那个很好。我们要找到说，真正为什么我来教会，为什么要信耶稣？那个最本质的问题才是最重要的。
So when we come to church, yes, we want to seek the truth. We want to learn about God and we want to learn about Jesus. But that's probably not the most important thing. The most important thing for us is to be able to find out from God what it is that He wants us to have.
如果我们说好了，我来了教会几年了，我已经信了耶稣啊，但是我的生命都还没有改变呢，我的事实观、价值观都跟世界上的人差不多，那表示我们没有真正找到最本质的东西。
If we attend church, or even we say we've become a Christian for many years, but yet we have not truly experienced what is the essence of being a child of God, then we have not found what is the most important thing.
至少我们可能听了，但是没有去行，我们还是受到这个必坏的食物，那三个有性质的食物的影响。
Maybe we heard about what is good, but we're unable to live it out or practice it in our lives. Then we're still missing the issue here, and maybe we're still pursuing the three things that has bad influence on us.
因为我讲这个话的原因是有根据的。
And why do I say that?
因为有些人讲说，你看基督徒啊，哎呀，他只不过是说他信了耶稣受了洗了。事实上啊，他说这些败坏的影响的，还不是跟我们非基督徒一样吗
？Because we hear comments from unbelievers who says, "Well, look at those Christians. They claim that they have better characters, but really the things that they do and say are no different than the things we do and say as an unbeliever."
所以啊，最近有人在讨论说，为什么好的基督徒或是所谓好的基督徒、好的男人也会中招啊？中招就是在这情欲方面跌倒。
So why is it that recently there are people asking the question? Why is it that good men or even good Christian men they still fall with respect to extramarital affairs?
所以有时候怪不得有些人对。牧师啦，对教会失去信心，因为不但连这个弟兄姐妹中招，连有那些牧者也会中招。
Because that hurts the church deeply. Because not only would Christians be affected by this, but we even hear news about pastors being affected by this.
那为什么会呢？因为他这个性质哈、哦，是因为那个必坏的食物、哦、是有个伪装的美丽的包装。
Because food that are decomposing, they may have a pretty appearance.
因为耶稣讲说那个食物是必坏的，如果我们一看这食物一闻就很臭，你就不会去吃。但是问题不是在那里，它是有一个包装起来了，让你闻不到、看不到，而且你认为它很美、很好。
If a food was spoiling and you can see it, you can smell it, then of course you will stay away from it. But what if those same foodhad a pretty appearance and was packaged very beautifully so that you cannot see it and you cannot smell it, then of course you will fall victim to it.
所以这三个必坏的食物都有这样的虚假的性质。
And so these three types of food that are spoiling, they share the same characteristic.
所以如果有些人喜欢流往网路的话，第一个他慢慢慢慢慢，哎， 他第一次可能是无意中哦，怕不出来一个东西，啊，看一下 ，OK， 好，不要看了。那第二次的话，又一直怕不出来，啊，好，慢慢再，没有关系啦，我是基督徒，不会中招的，我再看一下。
And so some people may be browsing the internet, and at first maybe they come across something they shouldn't have accidentally, but the second time around, they look at it, they start to have some interest. But they tell themselves, it's okay, I'm a Christian, so I will definitely not be affected by this.
所以你看，他会从等级就会从上瘾，然后呢，慢慢就会刺激，就会升级。
And so later on, as they become addicted to it, then in the beginning, it may be indifferent.The influence may be small, but slowly and slowly it starts to affect them.
慢慢慢慢就观念就被他污染了，就把女人当作一个工具来看待。
And slowly it will warp their mind and their thought about the way that they view women. And so instead of treating them as equal, and they would treat them as tools.
或者慢慢的婚姻就触礁了。
And so slowly it affects their marriage, and the marriage will break apart.
然后第三级就是会失去感觉。
And at the third level is they will lose all feelings towards it, all sensitivity towards it.
就是说你看到你本来是很刺激，到后来你看到说啊，这不刺激，我要去做做看，以身试法。
At first, because the feeling towards it becomes numb, so they say, well, I no longer am satisfied by looking at it, I have to actually go do it.
最后就带来失望跟毁灭。
But the result of that would be destruction and disappointment.
第一个，我们刚刚提到的，第一个只是让我们好像把女人不把她当人看，然后慢慢的你婚姻就触礁了。然后第三个就带来的破坏，就是说你父母的形象被破坏了，自己破坏自己了。
We mentioned earlier that one of the consequences of that is that men start to objectify women, and so they lose.The proper respect they should have for them, but also another result is that the parents will destroy the image that they should have and they should uphold.
因为如果有一天你的儿女发现说，哦，原来我爸爸看这些啊。
Because one day maybe your children will say, "Wow, I didn't know that my dad watches this."
当然了，他会很惊讶的。
Of course, they will be surprised.
他慢慢的，他就会本来对你很敬爱的这种形象哦，心里他就想说，他还不是跟我一样。
So at first they may respect you, but later on they will say, well, my dad is just the same as me, so he's not so respectable.
后来慢慢的，他就对你所说的话，他就开始不尊重了。
And so because of that, the loss of respect, he will not want to listen to you.
后来他说，我爸爸是这样，那我也可以这样。后来他自己人格也改变了。
Or later they will give themselves an excuse to say, well, if my father does this, I can do the same. And then their character will be broken.
最后那些色情就变成廉价的大毒品。
And so eventually these pornography becomes a cheap drug for addiction.
如果你们要做这一方面的小组的讨论，男孩子可以去组一个 group, 看一部电影还有讨论那个书，他们叫做 Fireproof.
If youare interested in forming a small group, or men want to get together and have a discussion and sharing on this, you can also watch a film called Fireproof.
就是一个消防队员、消防队长的一个见证。
That is a testimony of a captain of a fire station.
他常常去救火，但是有一天他婚姻自己的婚姻着火了。
He is in the business of saving lives from fire.But one day, his marriage caught on fire.
为什么他婚姻着火呢？
Why did his marriage catch on fire?
因为他常常在网络上看到的色情，他太太气得不得了，常常跟他讲，常常跟他讲，他都不听，不改。
Because he is addicted to pornography, and his wife was very upset about it, confronts him about it all the time, but he ignores her.
到后来有一天他太太跑掉的时候啊，他还是思想说，哦，我应该要做一个改变哦。
It wasn't until the day when his wife tells him that she's leaving him that he finally thought he needs to make a change.
但是他常常改变，他其实他还没有走以前，他就常常要改变。但是说这是最后一次，这是最后一次，这是最后一次。但是最后一次又一次又一次，他没有办法改变。
Every time he makes a determination that he wants to make a change, but he still goes back to it, and he tells himself this will be the last time. But then the next time would also be the last time. And he tells himself the last time over and over again, and he never stops.
后来，长话短说，就是说他经过一个40天的一个复原的过程啊，是研究就是跟读神的话，跟那个小组一起来成长，一起来医治，一起来成长。
And long story short, he spent 40 days in which he reads God's word, and he find himself as part of an accountability group with other men, and slowly he grew out of this addiction.
我们来到教会也会看到有一些弟兄姐妹啊，可能他们的生命中有很多的缺点。
In the church, we see brothers and sisters, sometimes maybe we see that there are weaknesses in their lives.
这时候我们要用个什么态度去看他呢？
How should we view these people?
最近我读了一本书，给我很大的启发。
Recently, I read a book which gave me a very good perspective.
他提到圣洁的问题。什么是圣洁？
It's a book that deals with the issue of holiness. What is holiness?
当然我们都知道圣洁就是分别为圣嘛，就是我们世界上这些污秽啊，我们要分开它，不要去沾染它啊，那跟神联合在一起，因为神是圣洁的，这样神才可以带领我们，造就我们，使用我们。
We know maybe a basic definition about holiness, that is we need to be set apart, we need to be separated from this world, we need to keep ourselves clean and maintain our purity so that we can be used by God, so that we would benefit the body of Christ and we can benefit this world.
所以就是说至少要把我们刚刚所讲到那个三个坏的食物啊，不要去沾染它，要把它分开，对不对？
And so of course then one practical way is to say that once we understand these three bad spoiling food in our lives, then we need to stay away from them.
追求我们跟神的耶稣的亲密的关系，来追求永生的食物。
We need to pursue after a close and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, and we need to pursue after the spiritual and eternal food.
但是他提到一个非常关键的问题，他一记就打中我的心。
It also raises a very poignant question, which when I came across it, it affected me much.
他提到说，法利赛人的圣洁跟耶稣的圣洁是全然不一样的。
It compares the holiness that the Pharisees upheld, and it compared it to the holiness of Jesus Christ.
法利赛人的圣洁乃是让罪人越来越离开神，越来越不圣洁。
And the comparison shows drastic differences because the holiness that Pharisees withhold, that the Pharisees held, actually drives people further and further away from Christ.
法利赛人说：“你看。”哎，那个位置哦，刚刚是一个税吏坐过的位置，不圣洁，所以我不可以坐它。
The Pharisees would say, "Well, there's a chair, but a sinner sat on it, so I cannot sit on it."
哦，你看那群罪人在那边来了，我们避开他，不要做朋友，不要碰到他。
Well, you see that group of people, they're sinners, so we need to stay away from them. We cannot get into contact with them.
如果是这样，我过一个很圣洁的生活。我的圣洁生活跟他有什么影响啦？
Well, if I'm trying to maintain a life of holiness, then what would my life have to do with those people that I'm trying to separate myself from?
所以这个作者就讲说，你看耶稣的圣洁就不一样。
And so the author says, see, the holiness of Christ is different.
因为耶稣的圣洁是另外一个观点啊，他是保罗，他说保罗把耶稣的圣洁 define， 他说耶稣的圣洁就是十字架的圣洁。
Because the holiness of Christ is very different, as is being defined by Paul, is that it is the holiness of the cross.
法利赛人说你圣洁了以后，你才可以加入这个圣洁的团体。
The Pharisees would say, unless you purify yourself and make yourself holy, you cannot join in the assembly of the holy.
但是有你圣洁以后才加入这个圣洁的团体，就好像有些像 Billy Graham 讲了说，我是不完全的人，我加入这个完全的教会，哎。这个教会变成不完全了。
As Billy Graham once mentioned that because I am unholy, if I join a church, then I would ruin the church, and the church will go from a holy church to an unholy church.
耶稣的圣洁是十字架的圣洁，是他是无罪的来代替我们这些罪人，他恨恶罪，他是爱罪人，他拯救我们，用牺牲自己的爱，让我们的生命改变。然后把我们放在一个不完全的团体里面，大家一起用耶稣的十字架饶恕的爱，一起去追求 圣洁。
But the holiness of Christ is the holiness of the cross. So that God knows that through Jesus Christ, a group of unholy people, a group of sinners, would be saved on behalf of Christ who was sinless, who was holy, but he bore our sin. And so a group of unholy people would gather together as the church and together by the love of Christ and by the power of the cross, we may become holy.
所以以弗所书讲说，耶稣讲说，因的圣经讲说，因的耶稣钉在十字架上，因为他的血洁净了我们罪，让我们这些不圣洁的人跟神合而为一，跟神和好了。
And that's why the Bible tells us that we are sinners. And if it wasn't for the blood of Christ that cleanses our sins, then we would not be able to come before God as His people, as the holy children and the holy people of God.
我们跟耶稣同钉十字架，所以世界对我们他是死的，但是我们对神是活的。
Because we've been nailed to the cross along with Christ, and so we now live to Christ.And the world to us is dead.
世界的不圣洁到十字架这里来啊，就被解决了。
And so the unholiness of this world, once it's placed before the cross, then that issue of unholiness will be solved.
所以耶稣的圣洁不是一个观念，不是靠我们自己的努力。所以耶稣讲说：“你来，我要赐给你永生的食物啊，是个 gift， 不是我们做工得到的，不是我们配得的。”
And so this holiness is not something that we can attain. It is a gift from God. And that's why Jesus says, I have this food and I will give it to you. It is not something that you can obtain or something you can work for.
所以法利赛人的圣洁是一个自己自义为中心的。他说我就是圣洁啦，我可以做我自己的圣洁啦。但耶稣说不是这样。他教导门徒说我们要圣洁是每天要跟耶稣同钉十字架，走十字架大的道路，是跟耶稣联手，是舍己的。这样的话我们才会圣洁。
And so the holiness that we may attain through Christ is very different from the holiness of the Pharisees. The Pharisees tells us that we must do this and this and this in order to attain holiness so that we can belong to God.But Christ says, if you are in me, if you're in the cross, then you can become holy. It's not something you do, but it's something you receive.
所以必坏的食物啊，如果你有笔可以跟他写一下，或者你看你的圣经六章三十五、三十五、三十六、三十七、三十九、四十，那里都有几个本子啊。那必坏的食物会让我们饥饿，会让我们饥渴，会让我们不信，会让我们离弃神，会让我们失落，最后会让我们灭亡。
If we look at this scripture passage in John chapter 6, we'll see what are the characteristics of food that will spoil. These are food that we will eat, but we will still go hungry. We can eat, but still be thirsty. And these are also food that when we take, we will become in doubt, we will go astray, we will be lost, and we will be poisoned, and we will perish.
这里耶稣又提到另外一个问题。
Here Jesus brought out another point.
那什么是永生的食物呢？耶稣说叫人活的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Jesus here said, well, what is the food that can bring life? He says, well, the spirit gives life and the flesh counts for nothing. So the words I have spoken to you, they are full of the spirit and of life.
所以说要追求永生的食物的时候说，你的工作会让你的灵啊更满足，真的有益处，让我们跟耶稣更接近。我们的追求是让我们的生命更像耶稣，更圣洁，或是正好是相反的。
When we look at our lives, the way that we live, what we pursue and what we depend on, when we look at our lives, does it lead more and more to the fulfillment of our selfish desires and ambitions, or does our life reflect more and more of the life of Christ, and so that others may be benefited from it?
所以这里的意思说，不是说你做的事业好像在人看起来是很正经的，就一定是好，或是说啊，它好不好，不是说在这个事业的本质是什么样，乃是它对你的生命带来的影响力，跟对你跟神的关系，跟对你跟别人的那个关系，那才是要点。
So what we live for our lives, or what we do in our lives, it is not.A value judgment on the actual work or the actual living that matters, but rather it is how that life is valued with respect to glorifying God and benefiting to those who are around you.
所以耶稣就告诉以色列人说，你们最大的问题啊，是以为你们是犹太人，是神的选民。他说，你看，你们的祖宗吃过从天上来的粮食，还是死了。
And so Jesus criticized the Jews, saying that you thought that you belong to God because you're a descendant of Abraham. But don't you know that even Abraham, when he eats of the food, eventually he still dies.
所以这里提醒我们基督徒一个问题。
And so here is a reminder for the believers.
有时候说我们爱来的教会也学了真理，学了真道，好像说是吃过那从天上来掉下来的玛纳，但是耶稣说，哎，你还是死的。
We are here at church. We attend church regularly. We think that we have a life in Christ, but we thought that we have partook of the spiritual food, but then we realize actually, spiritually speaking, we're all dead.
为什么？你看第六十三三十三节就讲到说，神的食物是天上降下来，是生命给世界的。问题就出在说，我们吃了圣经啦，吃了很多的灵粮，但是我们有没有生命？问题是在这生命这个字。
And so yes, we come to church, we read the scripture, what is the word, which is the word of God, and it is our spiritual food. But what matters is we take of this food, but do we have the life to show for it?
这里有一只蜜蜂啊，我们都知道蜜蜂在采花蜜。
Here you see a bee, and we know that bee is in the business of gathering.Pollen and to make honey.
这里耶稣就告诉我说，我们要为永生食物劳力，有一些步骤的。
And so here we know that it tells us that in order for us to have the eternal life, the spiritual life, there are a few steps.
第一个，我们看了明白了圣经上的神的神奇的作为，我们应该追求认识说耶稣是谁。
We may have seen the miraculous work of God, but our response should be for us to pursue after knowing who the miracle maker is. Who is Jesus?
所以有时候我们来教会看说，哦，上帝改变好多弟兄姐妹的生命。哦，我希望，我也跟他一样了。但是你要生命的改变，最重要是认识耶稣是谁。我不是说，哎，上帝，你祝福我，跟王爷一样祝福我，跟哎谁一样祝福我，跟他谁一样，不是这样，是要认识耶稣是谁。
Sometimes we come to church and we see how God blesses the people at church, and even miracles being performed. And so we would say to ourselves, well, I would like to also experience that same miracle. I would also like to receive all those blessings from God. But really, what's most important when we come to church is not to look after these things. What we should look after is God Himself. What we should look after is Jesus Christ Himself.
很多人听到我说，哦，你们教会的年轻人的 program 办得很好啊，我希望把我的儿子送去那边，让他让这个负责人把他教好。
Many people say, I understand and I've heard that you have a great youth program here, and so I want to send my children here to church so that you can teach them so that they can be good.
但是说实话，是我可以把他教好吗？不是，是要他认识耶稣是谁。
Well, can the church change your children by teaching them? No, the one who changes is Jesus Christ.
所以家长不要把重心放在谁在教他的身上，乃是看到他，你的儿子是不是认识耶稣是谁？那你自己首先要认识耶稣是谁，先来得到耶稣的生命，先得到神要给你的永生食物的第一步。
So, brothers and sisters, what matters is not what you can receive from the people in this church. What's most important for you, and it is the first step that you should seek after, is to have the knowledge and the relationship of the eternal God.
耶稣在约翰福音上面讲的七个我是。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus said, three I am.
那七个我是哈，你可以把它抄下来，就是认识耶稣是谁的一个指标啊。因为约翰特别写的七个神迹就是指标，讲了耶稣是谁，用七个方面来讲。
And so here in this passage, it describes who Jesus is, and these are as if they are markers for us to know.To point to Jesus so that we may come to know who He is.
所以我们最重要的目的是要认识耶稣是谁。
And so the most important thing for us is to know who Jesus is.
而不是说上帝啊，你看你是给这个人恩典，是给那个人，那些我都要。
Our approach should not be, I see the blessing and the miracles that happens to so-and-so, so those are the things I want as well.
所以说第一个我们要先变成一个蜜蜂，就是我们先得救成为一个基督徒。
And so what we need to do is first, we need to become those honeybees, and which means that we first need to become a child of God.
这样我们才能够制造食物，对不对？
Because unless we do so, we will not be able to produce food, right?
如果我们是一只蚕，我没有变成蜜蜂，那我怎么能够酿蜜？我是蚕，怎么酿，怎么训练，你酿不出蜜来。
If I was a silkworm and not a honeybee, then no matter how hard I try, I would never be able to produce honey.
所以在这里的重要关键是你先成为接受耶稣做你的救主，认识他，让你的生命来改变，常常到那边去你就可以采到花蜜，你就可以制造很多的蜜出来。
And so first, we need to seek God, seek the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may have his life in us, so that we will be able to goand take the nectar and make it into honey.
你也可以给让神给你的这些花粉啊花蜜的制造出来的那些蜂巢的原材料，你可以制造很精密的蜂巢。
And then we will have the material that we need to use to build the hive.
所以你看蜜蜂的一生啊，就好像我们基督徒遵循神旨意的一个类似的样本一样。
And so the life of a honeybee can be used to describe the life of Christians and how we need to live.
我最后就简介一下一个叫做袍氏农场他们的企业的先缘。
Lastly, I'd like to introduce to you a mission statement of a farm called the Bolthouse Farm.
有时候你去那个沃尔玛啦。不是，不是那个 Sam's， 不是 Walmart 啦，他不是都有炸那个什么carrots 或是什么果汁打在一起啊？有时候他放一些咖啡啦，这个新鲜的啊，你注意一下哦，他那个叫做 Bolthouse 那个 house。
If you go to Sam's Club or Walmart, you'll find some fresh, squeezed or blended juice, made of vegetable andother types of drinks, and you will maybe pay attention, you'll know that they're made by this Bolthouse Farm.
他在1915年创立了他的创办人叫做 William Bolthouse.
And it was the company started in 1915 by a man named William Bolthouse.
他的企业宣言是这样，本公司立志在商业往来上面产销服务及人际的互动当中荣耀上帝。
It says, the purpose of this company is to glorify God through our business transactions, our work, and our relationships.
所以我们在跟员工、供应商、跟顾客的相处当中，我们愿遵行上帝的话，彰显基督的荣耀。
And so that it is further our desire to bring honor and glory to the name of Jesus Christ by following God's word in all of our dealings with employees, suppliers, and customers.
不论是我们企业的方向、重大的抉择，或是争议的处理，我们都有一个心愿，就是用以上帝的话、上帝的启示、上帝的圣经，做我们一切行事为人的最高的准则。
God's work, as contained in His Holy Scripture, will be the final authority in all corporate matters concerning directions, decisions, and disputes.
这个先言就说出了他们。要为永生的食物劳力的一个信念。
This reflects a desire in the heart of the company founder that they want to labor for that eternal food, the food that lasts.
这个老板他八岁就重生，十三岁奉献，他把他的自己跟一生事业奉献给主。他不是传道人，但是他说我要为神做一个基督徒商人来见证他。
The founder was born, was born again, became a Christian at the age of 8, and at the age of 13, he dedicated his life to the service of the Lord. And so when he founded this company, and what he does and all he, and his desire is to use what he does to glorify God.
事实上我们人生的追求有很多的动机，有很多的目标跟目的。
And so in our lives, we have many pursuits that we strive after for many different reasons and purposes.
有些人 就是说好啦，我是个个人，我追求什么是美善的，我就追求我个人让我个人能够完美。
Some people say, well, what I want to pursue after is for my life to display beauty and goodness.
有些人说我要让我的家庭更加的幸福。
Some people say, I want my family to be happier.
那是你很负责任，那就是 responsible good.
And so you want to be responsible, and so that's which is good.
有些人说我要让我们的社会因着我的存在让它更好。
Some people have a desire to say that I want the society to become better because of my contribution.
这个就是一种恩慈的良善。有一些人讲说，因我的存在要让神的国能够扩展，上帝得到更大的荣耀。
So some people say that, well, I want to live a life that would bring glory to the kingdom of God.
我不晓得你的追求是只有是属于你个人的啦，或是属于家庭的啦，或是社会层次的啦，或是上帝的国啦。
I don't know what you pursue after, for your own good, for the good of the family, for the good of the society, or for the good of God's kingdom.
其实我们有一天都会搬家。
One day we will all move.
其实我们在搬家的时候会很多的感慨。
And when we move, from one place to another, there are always many thoughts.
我自己当然搬过家，但是我的感慨不是我自己在搬家，是替人家整理家搬家的时候的感慨。
I've also moved many times, but really, oftentimes the thought about the subject of moving, what I get is not from my own experiences, but also my experience of helping others to pack their homes and also to help them move.
有一个女传道，年纪很大的女传道在纽奥良的时候，她走的时候，我们去替她整理她家里的东西。
There was an elderly sister who was ministering at our church in New Orleans, and when she needed to move, we went to her home to help her pack and move.
她走是到天家去的，不是要搬家。她已经
this move for her is not to another house. Actually, she's leaving this earth.
结果她家里的来的人，她留下很多。她因为她突然就是沉睡的时候安详的走嘛，所以她没有留下什么遗嘱啊等等。
And so she passed away in her sleep, and she did not have a will prepared. So she didn't leave any instruction to how to care for her belongings.
所以有好多东西啊，但是她她的亲戚来的时候啊，就是捡了几张照片啊，他们跟她合照的照片捡一捡走了。其他这些东西说，这些东西随便你怎么去处理，丢垃圾桶也好，做什么桶都好。
So there are some family or friends that came and they took some pictures and they kept those that are pertinent and then they said, well, the rest of the stuff.It doesn't really matter what you do with them. You could give them away. You can throw them away. It doesn't really matter.
不只是这一家，我还另外其他家也是这样。所以你会想一想说，有些你看的很宝贵的东西啊，后来他们就说，太麻烦了，真麻烦了，垃圾桶去了。
So this is not the only time that we see this occurring, but in many similar situations, at the end of the day, things that we see as precious, things that we treasure. Once we pass away, the way that other people think about them is they're not important and you can do whatever you want. Many times, maybe they would just treat it as things that need to be dealt with.
所以我们就要问一个永恒的问题啊，就是到底我走的时候，我留下什么东西是人家真正珍惜的，不会说，哎呀，丢垃圾桶吧。
And so what we want to value in life should be things that carries eternal value and are not things that after we're gone, people would say, well, you could just throw them away.
要用那会失去的去换取那永不会失去的。
We want to exchange. We can give up what cannot be kept to obtain what cannot be lost.
因为神给我们的生命，恩赐救恩，就是要让我们在世上，我们用这些短暂的可以换取那永恒的。
Because we want is to be able to give up what is temporal here on earth, so that we may obtain what can never change, and that is eternal.
圣经这里告诉我们说，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
The Bible here says that do not deceive yourselves, that whatever you sow, is what you will reap.
所以我们都知道嘛，你种瓜得瓜，种豆，得豆。
And we know that whatever we sow, we will reap.
他说，从顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲说败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
Because if we sow what is in the flesh, we can only reap what is in the flesh. But if we sow what is in the spirit, then we will receive and reap what is in the spirit.
所以为永生的食物劳力，就要从今天就开始吧。
So let us work to, starting today for the food that will not spoil.
从认识耶稣开始吧。
Start with knowing Jesus.
然后让圣灵来带领我们这一生怎么做。
And allow the Holy Spirit to lead us so that we may know how to live our lives.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
借着今天的话语提醒我们。
That you remind us through your word.
让我们再一次的思想，我们是为了那必坏的食物劳力呢，或是为了永生的食物在劳力呢？
So that we may consider whether we are working for food that will spoil or food that will last eternally.
谢谢你借着今天你自己的话来告诉我们。
We thank you that you remind us by your own words.
不要像以色列人，他懂了很多的神的道理啦，吃了那些天上的食物还是死了。
So that we will not be like the Israelites who ate even from the food that came from heaven but still died.
让我们今天真正的转向来认识你。
May we turn our eyes to you today.
跟你建立一个真正合你心意的关系。
So that we may maintain a proper relationship that we should have with you.
让我们追求圣洁的时候，是我们生命中不断的舍去。
Help us so that when we pursue holiness, we can know how to give up what is temporal in our lives.
不断的舍己，不断的跟你接近。
We'll learn to deny ourselves and to draw close to you.
所以有一天我们就真正成为你手上的工作。
So that one day we may indeed be that work of your hand.
赐福今天听得到又愿意去遵行的人。
Bless those who heard the words today and are willing to obey and follow.
感谢赞美你，祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We praise you and give you thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.